Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, starring Tom Hanks, that is based off the life of Fred Rogers and a very famous writer whose name starts with Lloyd, and I don't remember the last part. I'm sorry. He wrote for Esquire magazine. But anyway, this was a very pleasant surprise. I have actually been putting off watching this film since it came out because I have been worried they were going to jinx it. I mean, I'm sorry, but Fred Rogers was a childhood hero of mine. I mean, I can remember some of the few memories I have of my childhood because I have some memory loss from my childhood. But anyway, were of Fred Rogers and enjoying his show. And the thing that I really liked about this show was it really showcased through the acting of Tom Hanks. I think Tom Hanks did a brilliant job. And, you know, I've known Tom Hanks' work since I was a kid growing up with Joe versus the Volcano or You've Got Mail or, what was his famous one that he did? Oh, I can't think of the name. About Life's a Bowl of Chocolates. But anyway, A Box of Chocolates. But the thing that I really liked about this show was it showcased how Fred Rogers really just was present with people and how he would just be there with whoever was in front of him at that moment. He would stop everything to focus on that one person. And I love how this production intertwined the lives of Lloyd and his family with the life of Fred and his wife and how they, you know, dealt with also the difficulties of people knowing so much about their lives and being in the public eye, and also had time to go eat Chinese food with someone who really needed to have some kindness at that point in time. This movie does move very slow, so if you're someone who doesn't have patience with that kind of style of movie, this is not going to be your movie. I don't think, in retrospect, though, it should have moved fast because, quite frankly, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was not a fast-paced show either. It was slow-paced. It was about, and I forgot to turn off my notifications again. But anyway, the whole premise of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is something that pretty much any child that grew up until, you know, the late 90s when I think they basically shut down the show because Fred Rogers had some health issues and then he passed away. But he was an iconic figure for children in the United States. I mean, you could turn on the show and watch and you didn't have to skip anything. He showed interesting things about life and he also dealt with difficult subject matter. And I really liked how in this film, there's a scene where Fred is talking to Lloyd and his family, and he says, as long as you can talk about it, it's manageable. Because he's talking about, you know, on the Fred Rogers show, they talked about death, they talked about divorce, they talked about war. Things that come up in life that most people wouldn't try to address with children, they'll try to put it under a rug. And the thing I really liked about Mr. Rogers' show is he didn't do that. And he was the one platform that I can think of as a child that every day you tuned in, they have songs about being good just the way you are, not having to change yourself or, you know, improve. And the funny thing is as I'm watching this show here, and I haven't seen a Mr. Rogers show in quite a while. I believe they're available on YouTube and maybe Amazon Prime Video. I don't know about that. I have to double check. But I finally realized, right, when I was about 13 years old and everyone started to ask me, what are you going to do? What do you want to be? I was always like, I'm just being as I am. I mean, it's even on my Amazon author page. It's like, Anna is being. That's what I am. It's not what I'm going to be. It's not what I have been. It's who I am right now in the present. And I was watching the last scene in this Mr. Rogers Beautiful Neighborhood film, and I finally figured out where I got being from, because I came from a family where being wasn't something that was endorsed. You did, you were, you had plans, and you had to have it all lined out. And then, you know, I don't know, Type Z child landed and got HFA. And between all that, it was like, no, it's not about the next thing that you're going to do. It's about who you are in the present moment. And as I'm watching Mr. Rogers on this film production of his life, I finally realized that, you know, as he said goodbye each day, he said, it's about being. And I'm going, oh my goodness, this is where I got the being from. Because I could never figure out as a child, I'm going, no one in my family was keen on being. They were, you know, all about doing. And I'm going, where did I even get the idea of being? And I'm going, you got it from watching Mr. Rogers from the time you were like 2 to about 8. And somehow that stuck with you. And you know, I really think that is the case. It's like those little moments that add up to great focal points. And that's what Mr. Rogers was all about. Some people thought he was hokey, some people, you know, thought him laughable. But at the end of the day, he really did reach hundreds of thousands of children and shaped generations of people by his presence, by his being. And he could have done anything with his life. And he decided that what he was going to do to make a difference in this world is help children try to figure out how to manage their emotions, how to handle their feelings that they were having. And not by putting that under a rug, but by sitting there and going, you feel this way. Why do you feel this way? What has caused you to feel this way? And also to deal with some really difficult situations, like in the court, in the case of Lloyd, where his dad left him and his sister to deal with the fact that their mom was dying while his dad ran off with other women. I mean, this is not an easy thing to get over. This is not something you can just push under the rug and say, oh, we'll have turkey dinner next year. I mean, these are things that do stick with people and leave impressions that, you know, as much as you'd like to say you can forgive and forget, it's like there are certain things it's like, well, you can forgive it, but does that mean that you're not going to remember it? No, not really. And how do you deal with that? How do you balance grace, peace, love, and joy with some really difficult topics? And I really enjoyed the scene where Lloyd and his wife were sitting on a park bench, and Lloyd finally explains to his wife why he's feeling the way he's feeling. And she's sitting there going, that's it. And that moment in this film, I think, is key because I don't know if it's a Western culture thing. I really don't think so. But a lot of times people have trouble expressing why they're feeling the way they're feeling. They might sit there and be angry or upset, but they won't say why they're angry or upset. And oftentimes, I don't even think they can verbalize why they're angry or upset. This doesn't make it good, this doesn't make it bad. But having that moment with having been with Fred for a while, Lloyd sits there and goes, hospitals make me scared. Being scared makes me angry because it makes me remember all that my dad did that led up to my mom being in the hospital and leaving me and my sister to deal with that. And being angry is how I symptom out with that fear that is the factor. And even though I don't want to do that to my wife and my young son, I happen to do that to my wife and my young son. And I'm very sorry about that. And having that moment where you not just say, you know, I'm sorry, which is a very blanket clause, but having that moment where you can sit there and go, I'm sorry because fear led to anger, led to me not acting the way I needed to act with the people I care about the most. That moment was perfect in this show. I have to say, I would give this show a 10 just for that moment. Even though it does move painfully slow at times, it is a brilliantly done show. I really did enjoy it. Now, would I watch it with my whole family? It would depend on my kids, because sometimes I think it would be something you'd want to watch with an older kid, not because of any of the topics discussed in the show, simply because a lot of kids would lose interest in this show simply because it doesn't move at a very fast pace. Is it one that I would definitely recommend watching with my kids? Totally, because it does have difficult situations and it shows how to resolve those with love and kindness. And also, being present in people's lives. I think that's what Fred Rogers was probably the best at being, was he was so present in everything he did. It's kind of like, I mean, I really have never met anyone like that except for my grandfather, who passed away when I was 5 years old. And I knew him from the time I was, you know, born till his death. And honestly, he's some of the few memories I do have of my childhood. And the thing that I remember most about him is he would be in a room and he would focus on whoever was in that room. His attention wasn't, you know, off at who I've got to go take care of this business deal with, or who I have to go talk to about X. It's not that he didn't consider the future, it's just that he was currently engaged in the present. And I think that that talent, that gift, was a honed skill. I don't think anyone has that happen automatically. I think a lot of people develop it because they realize what it's like when people aren't present. At least that was the case for my grandfather. From what I've read about Fred Rogers in his childhood, I'm guessing that was the case for him. When people aren't present in other people's lives, that leads some people to decide that they're going to be present in people's lives. And I think that is what this whole movie was about. And I would give it an absolute 10 thumbs up. Again, it is a very slow moving film, so if that is a problem for you, this probably isn't your film, but I would recommend you try to watch it because it is a very well done show. And that is my review of My Beautiful Neighborhood. Check it at the Round Table. Bye!